When one is stuck without a mikveh, whether that be the mikveh is physically unavailable, it's spiritually unavailable, it's Shabbat, one is not supposed to take kelim to the mikveh, or it is pandemically unavailable to go to the kelim mikveh, what is he supposed to do if he wants to use a kli, but there's no mikveh available? Is he allowed to use it without any tefillah, or what is he supposed to do? This is very applicable, unfortunately, in 2020, because due to the coronavirus pandemic, Pesach came, all the kelim mikvot were closed, and there were people who were stuck at home for Pesach. Everyone was stuck at home for Pesach, but there were many who had never been home for Pesach before, and they didn't have any Pesach kelim. They had to go shopping and purchase kelim for the first time, and they would have to take it to the mikveh. Yeah, they could probably kosher their kelim, but apparently that was too complicated for them or for their kelim, so other avenues had to be addressed. Of course, the best thing to do is to take the kelim to the ocean or the sea, but that doesn't work if you don't live near one. Rivers are problematic, as we've discussed already, and you know, you could consider using plastic or aluminum kelim only, but as much as possible, but that's not a practical solution for cooking, especially. So the two last resort approaches presented by the poskim are selling the kelim to a goy, or making them hefker, ownerless. Each opportunity, whether it be the sale or the hefker, has its benefits and its drawbacks, and as such, poskim today are actually still at odds as to which is better. When it comes to selling the kelim, that is well documented already in Shulchan Aruch. Maran holds that it is totally fine. If one is in a kelim crisis, he can sell a keli to a goy, and then borrow it back indefinitely and use it. The Taz and the Pri Chadash are really not so happy about this, and they think it's pretty ineffective. But nevertheless, for Sfaradim, we basically accept Shulchan Aruch as an appropriate, acceptable approach on this issue, and all poskim actually do when nothing else works. That's the case here. So we have to address, how would one do kinyanim? Well, we already spoke about factories and chametz, and we're not going to rehash those ideas, but just to highlight a couple things that are different when it comes to selling the kelim to a goy, specifically one's personal kelim, now you can do a hagba'ah. You're not selling all the chametz in the town, you're selling a box of kelim. So put them all in a box, hand them to your neighbor, whom you're very friendly with, and say, listen, this is an absolute gift for you. And give it to him, tell him, pick it up over your head, that way he's koneh with hagba'ah, at least one tefach, preferably three, Rashi Tosod, and Kiddushin. And then you say, listen, it looks like you don't really have any need for that. Do you mind if I just borrow it back indefinitely? And then that's it. It's yours. If it's too heavy, you can do meshicha. You can drag it. But then you have to be concerned. Meshicha only works if it's going into his domain or a joint domain between you and him. If it's or a simta. But defining that's not for now. A reshut harabim, or your property, is not appropriate for meshicha. Third option you could do is an odita, which means you admit your modeh in front of two edim that these kelim belong to him, and you can even use a shtar at that point, and we hold that that works for isur, and even to a goy. Social distancing makes a lot of that impossible. The goy could appoint a Jew as his shaliach, as his poel, his worker, to accept a kelim on his behalf, and Rav Tzvi ben Yaakov is a major posik, Dayan, in Tel Aviv and Yerushalayim, and he says that that would work even for kinyanim that usually don't work for non-Jews. With respect to selling, it's also very relevant for electrical kelim, and for kelim that are way too large, industrial factory kelim, to put in a mikveh. So Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Velsky say how, in order to get around the issues that the Taz and the Pri Chadash raised with the sale, you should just sell him a share of the kli. Give him a share of the kli. You can't give a share. You sell him a share for a dollar, and that way it's a shutafut and it's pater. And that obviates the issues with the sale in the first place of not being a real sale, and also means that you can actually sell this huge kli that you wouldn't otherwise be able to take to the mikveh, and you wouldn't want to give away to a goy. Major organizations for the coronavirus, the Israeli Chief Rabbinate and the RCA, organized the sale of kelim before Pesach. The Rabbanut said, sell your kelim and whatever you want, just reacquire them and take them to the mikveh. And the RCA actually has periodic buyback opportunities. And that's all with respect to a sale. The hefker option is that one would take, based on the Gemara Nedarim, one would take the kelim outside of his home, declare them hefker in front of three people, and then take them back inside with kavana to not acquire them. And then he can use them, and when he's ready to take them to the mikveh, he has kavana to acquire them and take them to the mikveh. Rav Shachter wrote that due to social distancing requirements, if you need to, you can also have the three people there on Zoom to watch you do the hefker. And as much as this doesn't seem like such a great option, Rav Asher Weiss thinks it's actually the better one. He's very emphatic about how Torah of Kinyanim, the Rashi Weiss is a great Dayan, Choshim Mishpat is his expertise, He says that the Torah of Kinyanim is so problematic. It's such a problematic enterprise. So 200 years of poskim trying to figure out how exactly do we sell our chametz to a non-Jew. And Mechiyar chametz is already still such a complicated thing. It's 6-7 different Kinyanim. Just do hefker instead with your kelim and everything will be okay. Some actually say that when you purchase a kli, if you can, have kavanah not to acquire it in the purchase. And that would be another option, but that's not such a great option either. Better is to sell it or to be mafkir it. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen V'Amen. We will continue B'zah Hashem with more later.